Good morning. It's 8464C8. Murray here for the breakfast show, Friday edition, bit wet around the tropical north. Well, interesting story on the front, more than interesting story on the front page of the Cairns Post this morning. It looks like Captain Cook is going bush for a while. To find out a little bit more about his acquisition this morning, Martin Anton from Machin's joins me. Actually, I shouldn't say Machin's. You're obviously Mount Molloy, you're Chilligo, you're kind of all around town, I understand, Martin.
Thanks for that introduction. the everyman man, so like the chicken man. Machin's Beach is born and bred, but yeah, how are you, Murray?
Mate, good to talk to you. And what an amazing story to read about the acquisition. And, you know, it's incredible to think that you actually bought it for a dollar, according to the Cairns Post. Is that true?
Yeah, that's very true. And, yeah, that's... Without going into the whole story right now, it's, yeah, that's true.
But obviously there's going to be a lot of costs involved in actually removing the statue. So even though a dollar sounds like such a paltry price, there's so much more involved. Obviously some real challenges from reading what I've seen there in the front page of the Cairns Post. Being 50 years old, you don't actually know a lot about the structure. So I guess that's going to be the biggest challenge for you.
Absolutely. I mean, we're going to take... obviously, every care we can to preserve it. That's sort of what I'm all about. And until we get it on the end of the crane, we won't really know how it's going to hold up. But it would stand to reason that if we can get it down, it should be right again to get back up again in years to come. But I've got to get it down on the ground and get the structural engineers to give it the once over and give him a clean bill of health, and before he can ever get re-erected wherever it is that he might get re-erected in the future. So that'll be interesting.
You sound like you're providing a breath of fresh air and a bit of hope for old blokes like me, because when you get down, sometimes it is a bit difficult to get back up again. Now, look, tell me, I believe it's actually made of concrete, so that should mean that the structure, at least the outer core, should be fairly solid. Is that correct?
Well, we believe we've got the benefit of, fortunately, we've got the benefit of one of the original engineers, which was, maybe he doesn't mind me saying his name on the radio, but Ewan Bruce and his son Kel. Ewan Bruce was the original engineer whose name was on it back in 1972 on the original drawing. I've got one drawing of it, one only. And interestingly, on that same drawing was... The Greg Norman's father, I think it was Merv Norman.
Yeah.
They were based in Townsville. I think he was the, he was one of the engineers as well that worked on the project.
Wow.
And Ewan Bruce has come on board the team to sort of cast an eye over all of the proceedings. And so we're very fortunate to have some of that great information about what went into it.
Yeah.
With this today, so we've got really everybody that we need to do a good job on it and get him down in one piece, hopefully.
Now, look, I understand it's about a 102-kilometre journey from Sheridan Street there to a property you've got up at Mount Molloy where you'll be doing most of the work on actually restoring Captain Cook. What about long-term? You've possibly got no solid plans as to what, you know, long-term may happen. Any ideas of some
Not
of the
yet.
Things that you could possibly do, though, with this iconic statue?
Oh, that's going to be a conversation another time, but at this stage I'm... And with the weather, you know, the weather is not being kind at the moment, so we're sort of going to work everything around the weather. But, yeah, that's the plan, is to get him up there, lay him down. The poor guy's been standing very resolutely for the last 50 years, and I think he needs a... It's got a well-deserved break. He can have a lie down, and we can give him the once-over, and... You can only stand up for so long, Murray.
Tell me about it. And just give me a bit of an idea of, you know, the actual time span. Obviously, when you get weather like we've got today, it's a bit hard to make too many plans into the future. But with respect to the time span, how long is he likely to be up there still in Sheridan Street before you get him moved?
Oh, well, it'd be up to the weather gods at the moment, but I'd like to think in the next 4 weeks.
Okay. Fair enough, then.
Yeah,
so.
It really depends on breaks in the weather, and a fairly big break in the weather, because... we just don't want to take any, because of workplace health and safety and all the other issues that are there, we're just going to not take any risks with, doing anything that's going to potentially, break him up. But as I said to you before, We really don't know what's going to happen. We've got two massive cranes that will be working on him on the day. We've got a great team all around us, but at the end of the day, we don't know what the internal structure or the, you know, the physical integrity of the statue is going to be like once he's on the hook. And hopefully he doesn't disintegrate, and all I'm left with is the head. So every effort's going to be made to get him down in one piece. I don't want to be the villain, trust me.
I could imagine. Well, look, go and have a Captain Cook and Captain Cook before he disappears, maybe in the next 4 weeks or so. It's a great story, and congratulations. It's like having a brand-new child, Martin, with this brand-new baby that's an addition to the family. But, of course...
Absolutely.
A lot on your shoulders,
though. Biggest garden gnome in Cairns, Murray.
Sorry, say that again?
The biggest garden gnome in Cairns.
Yeah, it certainly is too. Well, congratulations and all the best moving forward. A wonderful story. And, of course, one of those true icons
of
Cairns.
Thanks, Murray.
All the best. We'll talk to you soon. Cheers.
Yeah,
that's,
cheers, mate.
That's Martin Anton, the proud new owner at this stage of Captain Cook from Sheridan Street. Hey, Mom.